Hey, this is Christopher Radio Fire Radio. I am back again. I told you guys that we needed to pray Ty Trivet to think about the attack. And I'll do that in great detail on the podcast that I did called The Church Back, in full support of Ty Trivet. He's been through some stuff, and the church is giving him the run for their money. They're showing them just how anointed they are, everything that they're doing to come against them. I want you to see this clip, and then we'll have a little bit more discussion, because it's not funny, but I understand how the church operates. I've been in the position that he's been in before, and said something and people didn't like it, and they just go all in. They go all in on how you presented the message, you know, and the church has this mentality of shoot and kill, stomp the messenger. Let's not change. We're not going to change. We're not going to fix what the problem is so that the message stops. We're going to shoot the messenger and beat the crap out of him. And I feel sorry for him, but I want the rest of the Ty Trivets of the world to stand up. Stand up. Just say what needs to be said, because this is the only way the church is going to get changed. We've got to stop the foolishness that's in the church. You know, the apostate church is alive and well, and they are destroying God's people. And I don't understand why there's not more of an anger from the remnant church against this stuff. Because it really is. To me, it hurts the heart of God. It hurts my heart. I just don't understand. So. Let's listen to Ty so we can get the full effect. It's short. Hold on.
And I think somebody said it was how you said it in your tone. Your tone and how you said it in your tone. And again, y'all, I've been in church too long. I've been in the institution of church too long.
That tone thing always got me. It always got me. How are you supposed to say it? I want you to stop sinning. Please. Can you please stop sinning? Can you please stop hurting God's people? Can you please stop being ratchet? The tone. Hey, sometimes you need to have a tone in order to get people's attention. My pastor don't flat. She get mad, she lets it rip. She says it. She don't care what the tone is. The point is you need to get the message. You need to have the holy fear of God come down upon you, and you change. You change your behavior. You stop doing the stupid crap that you're doing. I don't care about the tone. The point is getting the message. Let's continue on. This is, look at him. He's not fazed by it. He's not fazed. He's actually annoyed, which is cold. But just watch his expression.
I got you. I feel you. I hear you. However, I would like to add, I've heard some of the most obscene, obnoxious things across the pulpit of churches.
That's right.
That said the wrong way with the craziest tone ever. And we just had to accept it because it was pastor such and such. And it was bishop such and such. It was rude, ignorant, degrading, demonizing. I mean, I've heard so much stuff across the pulpit during sermons saying anything they want, any type of way they want. Because anything could almost be said across that pulpit and it'd be accepted because of the honor that we're given who's saying it.
Now see, this is an important point because the Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. But the problem is we're esteeming honor to people who are dishonorable. And the church needs to stop doing. If you're dishonorable, if you're not doing what you're preaching and saying behind the pulpit, you don't get no honor. You don't get held up in high esteem and get to say whatever you want to do. Look at what Juanita Bynum did to the church for years. For years. Just raping and pillaging and taking all kinds of money. And they put up with her nasty attitude. And there's many, many others that are out there that are doing the same thing. Praise and worship leaders, come in with a bad attitude and just wreck the whole scene. Pastor, preacher, whoever it is. We've got to stop giving honor to people who are dishonorable.
Like, y'all, that bishop could be wrong. That could be wrong. But we accept that we force our minds to, you know, kind of adjust and make it okay. He's anointed, and that's the man of God, so we just make that's the woman of God, and so is she. That's whack to me. That we have to accept rudeness and da-da-da-da in the name of their anointed. They're the prophet, their position. And I think somebody said it was.
Hey, I told you it was going to be good. I told you it was going to be good. I'm serious. I want the generation that God has called for to stand in the righteousness and holiness of Him in His power to stand up. We got to stand up. And we got to set things right in church. God is coming back for a bride that's pure, that's spotless, and without wrinkle. And these negative, bad attitudes that are in the leaders, we shouldn't be putting up. The church is whack. I love that Ty Tribbett said this. I love that he got this discussion going because it needs to go further. You know, everybody wants to have revival, but they don't want to deal with the hard stuff of the reasons why we don't have revival. We don't have revival because the leaders in the church are dirty. They're dirty, they're full of sin, they're refusing to change. It's not going to change. Hey, we're on the verge of losing the United States of America because church and the politicians, the church leaders and the politicians are not doing what's right. Hey, play dumb if you want to. The BRICS nation, headed up by Russia, have just voted to get off the dollar. Y'all want to play a game? I got a text here. Let me read you this text. And if this doesn't shake your liver, there's something that you need to do. You need to get closer to God. So, Unilever is laying off 7,500 employees. They make Dove hygiene products, as well as Ben & Jerry's ice cream and Hellman's Mayo. Chick-fil-A in Middletown, Delaware, laid off the whole entire building. Delaware is ranked number 2 in home foreclosures in February. Signs and wonders are taking place right before your very eyes. And we're still walking around with our head in the sand, not willing to call a spade a spade. Not willing to call unholy unholy in the church. All in the name of the don't judge me movement. The don't judge me movement. Oh my God. Y'all, I'm getting off here. I want to show you this too. Because you need to see this. This don't judge me movement. This lady had whole podcast. Whole TikTok. Hold on. Yeah, I got her. This lady here. Woo! I was screaming. Here we go. Pull her back up. See, this is what I'm talking about. There's more and more people. They're getting in line with the true gospel. Not sure what her name is. But her title is Don't Tell Me I Can't Judge You. Oh! Do you feel that? I feel it.
Hey, y'all. Don't do this. And this. I get a lot of these. But these are the only two that I picked out. And this is no disrespect to the people who put them on my post. But don't do this. When you do this, please know the difference between an opinion, correction, and judgment. When you do that, please know the difference between opinion, correction, and judgment. See, because I can give my opinion all day.
That's right.
And I can tell you whether your behavior is right or wrong.
That's right.
But when I begin to judge you, that means it's a sentencing coming behind it. And I have not sentenced anyone.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. See, because it makes me think about that scripture in the Word of God, where the Word of God talks about how he has not sent his son into the world to condemn the world, to judge the world, to issue the world a judgment. But he did send them that they might be saved. So how do you get salvation? Through repentance. Through changing the way you behave. Through changing the way you act. Especially if it's not in accordance with the will of God. And we are supposed to have the table of right and wrong written upon our heart. But a whole lot of people don't want to exercise it. And that is a gift from the Holy Spirit. But don't do this, and you don't know the difference between an opinion.
Now, I don't know if you understand what she's saying, because for those of you who are going to be listening at this, there's two words, two sentences that are posted on her page. And it says, only God can judge. You can't judge nobody. And she's got on there written that this is an odd. And it's the truth. But the body of Christ has these two statements. Only God can judge, and you can't judge nobody. And she breaks this thing down in a way that it's impossible to get around what she's saying, because it's the truth. And the church is whack. The church is whack when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Correction and judgment. But let's go on. Additionally, be sure to read more than one judgment clause in the Bible, because there is more than one judgment clause in the Bible. And on top of reading the judgment clause, or within reading the judgment clause, you need to be sure that you study actually what the word judgment means, what it means to judge.
Come on.
Because I promise you, it's a little bit deeper than what you're saying. And please read past what Jesus said in Matthew 7 when he said, judge ye not. Because there is a secondary clause that supports that first clause. You understand what I'm saying? But another familiar part of scripture, and I want y'all to be educated on this. Please share this video, because people think that people are not supposed to judge people. The Word of God said the saints will judge the world.
That's right.
Even the saints will judge the angels.
That's
right. Don't look at 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, the 2nd through the 3rd verse. You can read all of that if you want to, but make sure you know what it is that you're reading. Yes, we can judge.
See, and this is why what Ty Trippin said is so valid, because it was an excellent judgment of what's going on with the church. In the apostate church, again, destroying people. And the remnant church needs to get its pants back on and needs to pay attention to what's going on and do the work of the Lord and start holding people accountable.
God is the ultimate person who does the judging, okay? Or who issues the judgment. Stop telling people they can't judge nobody. Yes, they can. As long as they know that they better be prepared to get judged.
That's right.
And I'm prepared for that.
That's right.
So don't send me these.
Mm.
I read the Bible. Don't send me these. These make you look a little bit unintelligent, because you didn't read the whole thing. You just got a piece of it. Or maybe somebody told you something a long time ago. Oh, people ain't supposed to judge you. I'm sick of people judging. Why we gotta judge? Because without judgment, love, there is no justice.
That's right. Did you hear that? Without judgment, there is no justice. That means you can't get right. You can't get what you rightfully deserve. Come on.
See, you didn't think past that part, or you didn't think up until that part, did you? Imagine you saying, nobody can judge them. Stop judging. And all of a sudden, something happened to one of your relatives.
Oh,
they gotta go before the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you are distraught because that happened to one of your relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And the judge tells you, don't judge. Or the judge says, we don't judge here. Are you telling me you don't want no justice? Are you telling me you're not looking for righteousness? Are you telling me you don't want no peace? Is that what you're telling me? No. We do have the right to judge. God has given us that ability. He says, haven't I called you gods? The little g. Okay? Because we are created in his likeness and his image.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God says that we will judge the world. The saints will. Now,
The sinners, maybe not, because they like what they're doing. But the saints, when they see something wrong, they gonna point it out. You ready to read? You got?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She about to walk us through the book. Walk us through the book. She's gonna hit you with some hard hitting scriptures. You need to take it to your spirit. Just let it marry.
Come on, go get it. See, because you mad about telling the people they can't judge nobody. And I'm tired of you listening to people tell you, look at here, they can't judge you. Yes, we can. The saints can judge you. Yes,
that's
we
right.
can. God is the ultimate judge.
That's right.
We can judge you. Mm. Come on, let's go to Matthew 7. Get your Bible.
I just want you to read it.
You just want me to read it? No, you don't just want me to read it, do you? And you've been telling me all this time I can't. Okay, I ain't gonna be argumentative. Come on. Matthew 7:1 says this. Judge not, that ye be not judged. It don't just stop with judge not. Lest you be judged. Or, as it says in the Bible, that ye be not judged. Well, the problem is, I ain't got no problem being judged.
That's right.
Because the word of God said those whom he loved.
He
chastised.
That's, did you hear that? Those that he loved, he chastised. So if you've not been chastised, you're not receiving the love. There you go. If you've not been chastised, you've not been receiving the love. And, I gotta post this. Because there was a teaching that God gave me about Jacob I love, but Esau I hate. And when you break that section of scripture down, God let Esau do whatever he wanted because he knew he wasn't his. He didn't correct him. He didn't stand him. He didn't discipline him. But Jacob, he disciplined him. He corrected. Every time he turned around, Jacob would get disciplined. And when you look at people in the church, they have this don't judge me attitude. Are they from the house of Esau? Are they from the house where God's like, okay, I'm just. And God prospered Esau until the time of the end, and that was it. God walked away from him. Y'all, please, don't play with God.
Well, he do. But let's go down to the second verse. It says, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. Let's use an example right here before we go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. You can go ahead and start looking for it. 1 Corinthians 6, and we go to the second verse, okay? Even though it's going to be talking about taking matters to the law, but it's going to let you know, or it's going to back up what Matthew 7 is saying right here, okay? Remember that girl, Carla Russell, that was on him? That got caught up in what she was doing, you know, and everybody just pretty much just snapped. They hammered her, threw her up under the bus. Oh, you need to put her up under the jail. You need to do this, and you need to do that. We just read Matthew 7:2, and the word of God talking about according to the measure that you give, that's the measure you're going to meet. Uh-huh. Yeah. So with whatever judgment you gave Carly, you're going to be judged by the same judgment. Mm-hmm. Okay? So and then it says, and with what measure ye meet, it shall be measured to you again. And whatever you added to that, how you pull that thing up about Carly, how she should be judged and what she done, how she should go to jail, and how her parents were guilty and all that stuff. You know all the stuff y'all said about Carly. You know what we do on him. Okay? The Bible said the same thing you did to Carly when she was going through what she was going through. How you judge her, it's going to happen to you.
Oh.
You might not be faking your kidnapping. You might be cheating on your taxes, your spouse. You might be stealing from your job.
Don't
well,
say
the Bible said, according to the same thing you did to Carly, it's coming back to you in that form. But I ain't got no problem with that, because that ain't what I'm doing. You know why? Because as a child of God, I know I'm going to be judged. I know there are times when I'm going to be corrected. But let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, since you say nobody can judge nobody. You can't judge. You a lie. The devil is a whole lie in you. That's what I said. You gonna get your Bible? You gonna get it? Because you gotta stop telling people they can't judge if you ain't reading, baby.
Yeah,
if you ain't reading, you ain't got the right to judge.
Not a hell.
Okay? Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. And the 2nd verse. 1 Corinthians 6:2. You ain't gotta get your Bible. You can write it down. Go read it later if you want to. You don't want to know the truth anyway. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you who? The saint? Oh, I'm a saint, baby. I'm one of his. By you, the saint. Uh-huh. Then the word of God said, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Let's go on down to verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Know ye not that we shall judge angels, we who, the saints? So if I'm going to judge an angel, don't you think I'm going to judge a sinner?
Come on.
Yes, I am. And then some of y'all don't want to know the truth anyway because you want to keep doing what you're doing.
That's
but
right.
If you say you love the Lord like you say you love the Lord, then you would know that, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
No.
God forbid not.
No.
Just because God loves you, that don't mean you keep on sinning.
Nope.
You got to repent. You got to turn from that thing. But let's go on to 1 Corinthians. Let's go on back to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 3rd verse. It says this. Know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Y'all got me messed up. You better go read the whole Bible before you come over here. Got me all excited about this Bible. You got me messed up, baby, because I know what I be reading. I know who I serve. You understand what I'm saying? You ain't no believer. Because a believer ain't got no problem being judged. And a believer ain't got no problem judging. You know why? Because open rebuke is better than secret love. And I don't secretly love nobody.
Open rebuke is better than secret love. Open rebuke. Come on. Y'all. Ty Trivet is doing what he's supposed to be doing. Said what he's supposed to say. Open rebuke is better than secret love.
Rather see people get eternal life than eternal damnation. Put that in your book and use it. Y'all, we gotta stop this nonsense. This don't make no sense. It's coming from unsaved people. Because saved people already know that this behavior is disturbing. Do saved people get out of line? Yes, they do. But they got something called the Holy Spirit on the inside of them that should be convicting them. You know, sinners, not much so. So, if you're going to send me these, I want you to do what the Bible says. Come, let us reason together. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. The whole, not your part, not my part, but the whole part. And the whole part is this. The saints will judge the world and the angels.
All right. You broke that thing down. Broke it down, made it plain, made it so that it could be understood. So, the church is back. The church needs to get itself together. I don't care what anybody. Y'all pray for Todd Trivet. Y'all pray for they found a running through. They found to take every sword that they can running through it and break it. Y'all pray that he stays strong in his conviction. He does exactly what he's supposed to do as the man of God. I'm out. This is Christopher Radio Fire Radio. I'm hyped. I'm so hyped. Y'all have a good
there. We're committed to excellence and truth as we conduct spiritual overwatch for your soul. We're committed to bringing the whole gospel to you. Simple truths, given with intellectual integrity, far better than Fox News and CNN combined. Please feel free to contact us with questions, comments, concerns at christopher@radiantfire.org. Like us on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Amazon, Pandora, iHeartRadio, and more. Until next time.
That was your overwatch, Einstein. You can thank him later.